The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And the news was brought to you by KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State Free Fire Radio. This is Monday. It's not Thursday, if you're all confused at this point, because this is Trish Clark. It's not Carl and Linda. They are on a trip for Linda's birthday, actually. They're in New York City, and I think that's exciting. And I'm joined in the studio this morning as with my co-host. Very familiar voice. I think you're all going to recognize Mr. Jim Albertson.
Good morning. You got me out of bed. I've been retired 4 months and about 3 weeks now, and this is my first time to get up.
I know. You said it's the first time you set the alarm in 4 months.
I just pushed the button and it was there, but we were up. Got to get up around 5 in the morning to do this.
Yeah, that's true, and that's the downside for me.
Yeah, and Linda did send me some pictures. They're having a great time in New York.
So, it's 60 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 93, a low of 62 in sunshine. A little bit of clouds tomorrow, high of 90 and a low of 62 on Wednesday. Still a little lingering clouds out there, 83 and a low of 60. And on Thursday, kind of same conditions, 89 and 59. By Friday, it's going to dip down a little bit, 78 and 58. And I can live with those temperatures all year long. That's just looking good to me. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And Mr. Bob Blongi, of course, is with us and steering the ship today.
And good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend? We took off for the coast, where Eureka, where, of course, it's always a bit cooler. We had some drizzle along the way and saw a spectacular thunderstorm on the way home, and had a great weekend, and I suspect those who attended the Reading Rodeo had a great weekend.
It was beautiful all week. I mean, we went Thursday. We couldn't ask for better weather for
That's
rodeo.
That's exactly right. In fact, well, it's going to be calm this week because rodeo week for Reading is just, they give me a bad time because they started 70 years ago in 1948, and I was at the first rodeo. This wasn't my first rodeo this time. And I made the top hand dinner this year with the Asphalt Cowboys.
Oh, fun.
Oh, lots and lots of fun. Those guys, they know how to party.
And I haven't done that for a few years. One of the things that I noticed since I retired about 11 years ago, that I don't do a lot of those kind of things that you did as an elected official. And I miss those because they're good people and they're fun events.
They give out lots and lots of awards for the top puncher and all the cowboys. And my son, California Kid Entertainment, he was the music.
Oh, great.
Oh, we danced and rocked the night away.
Oh, see, just fun stuff. And Rodeo Week is always just I remember a few years back where we had some politically correct thinking try to enter into the whole fray. You remember when we had some people say, oh, my gosh, you can't be shooting those guns off in town.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it kind of went crazy, and everybody kind of got cooler heads and said, you know, wait a minute. This is Reading. This is Shasta County. This is what we do. Kind of get over yourself.
And remember the year they brought the Today Show?
Yes.
I think it was the Today Show.
Yes.
That did not work out well at all.
Good Morning America.
Oh, it was Good Morning America. That was it.
Yeah. And, oh, no, that didn't work out well, as I recall.
They had, there was the sad part was Frank Sinatra died that night. And the next morning, they wanted to do a morning, like a morning show where you were in mourning. And every time we'd cheer, because I was on another radio station at that time, they'd go, you can't cheer. No, Frank died. And finally they said, when they panned the camera, don't anybody smile. Well, it got to the point where it wasn't that nice.
Oh, and then, I had forgotten that.
Oh, and then they released a load of white doves. and one of them ended up on the pancake grill. And it was kind of downhill from then on.
Oh, how fun, how fun. So, and as you can kind of tell, I've asked Jim to come in and co-host with me today because there's so much radio history and knowledge that we're going to share for the next couple of hours. I would invite you, if you have questions or comments, or you could certainly give us a call at 605-4567. Invite you to jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com, and maybe Bob can kind of keep a little bit of a watch on that and tell us what you're talking about. But join in the conversation, because we're going to have lots of things to talk about here today, current events and just things that have happened in the past. And I'm just glad you're here with me, Jim.
I'm just glad to be here, too. That's I started in 1959-60 in Stockton, down there with the University of Pacific. They had two, the AM station, FM station. They put me on the FM station finally. And when you're young and you want to be a rock jock and you had to do opera. And they wrote everything out phonetically, like the movement from this opera, went on and on. And then you had the big 33 RPM records, and they would play them. And then I'd have to sit there for like 45 minutes. And I remember I finally cheated a little bit because on the monitor I could reach over and turn on the Boss of the Bay, KYA Rock. I listed that in my headset.
So you didn't have to actually listen to what you were playing.
No.
Gosh, and I'm such a novice at this. You guys have been, you and excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. That you and Bob Belongi have been doing all this stuff forever, and I'm like this novice that comes in
here and just play like a radio person.
No.
Yeah, Bob. Well, yeah, I go way back with Bob. What, 30, 40 years ago? A long time. In fact, Sue, your news lady, that was my partner for years, and she and I started. Oh man, when she was only 19, she was on in the afternoon. I was on in the mornings.
Oh wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here, now we got a phone call. That's going to be fun, see what we got going. But, you know, Jim, I've been wanting to do this since you retired 4 months ago, and this gave me the perfect opportunity with Linda and Carl being gone to just kind of get back and dig your brain out and let kind of, you know, remind people. One of the things I want people to know is tell us about your history and how you started again and all the things that, so we'll throw all of that in as we go through the time.
By the way, Jim Sharp, of course, is very active with the Asphalt Cowboys and everything else that goes on in this committee. He has a recollection he wants to share. Hey, Jim, welcome to KCNR Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Jim.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, 50 years of the Asphalt Cowboys.
Wanted to add a little input on the situation when Frank Sinatra died. The producer of that show came in and wanted to completely change our attitudes, number one. But even before that, she wanted to change 9 different things that we normally do. I don't remember any of them individually. One of the cowboys was so upset by the whole thing. I don't know if he took the picture himself or had it taken, but he was flipping the bird and mailed that picture to that producer. I don't know if there was
before the days of Instagram
that went with it or not, but it wasn't a happy thing because they wanted to completely change, you know, our attitudes. They wanted us to be somber. And the one thing, wasn't it Spencer Churchill? Who was the weatherman that was responsible, had a show that went out on the road?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't recall offhand, yeah.
Okay, anyway, whoever that individual was, we should probably recognize, we should have probably done it long before this, invite him back up and treat him to a wonderful rodeo week experience, because he wasn't treated well in that whole situation.
Yeah, talk about Willard Scott.
Was it Willard Scott?
Who?
Willard Scott? He was a weatherman for years.
Yeah. Was he a in the Bay Area?
Oh, no, 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 no. He was a national guy. He always did this shout-out to centenarians until the supply of 100-year-old people got to be too high.
Yeah, and there's a load of them now. He's got a daughter over in McKinleyville, and there used to be, well, Moonstone Beach, there's a restaurant there. What was it, Moonstone? I think, anyway, I used to go eat there all the time. My wife and I had a special table. And one night we went in there, and Merriman's, that was the name of it, Merriman's, and Sam Merriman owned it. And Merriman always had this table ready for us. And so when we got ready to eat dinner, I looked over, and there's somebody in my table. And I said, Sam, what happened? And he said, well, Willie Scott just walked in, and he holds a little more weight than radio announcers. And they let me sit next to him. But anyway, Willard Scott got Jimbo's table.
Oh, very good. Thanks so much for calling, Jim.
Hey, Jim, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And we need to take a break, and we'll be back.
This portion of the program is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading, the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award. They are a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center. They recently joined the Joint Commission's Gold Seal for approval for hip and knee replacement when it comes to quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Free Fire Radio time, 7:16. Carl and Linda are off celebrating Linda's birthday. They will be back on Wednesday. Meantime, enjoy.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt, these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds, raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. You have one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media. Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right-of-way. But really, Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
20 minutes after 7 o'clock on KCNR, Free Fire Radio, community talk radio for the North State, locally owned. This portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. 222-2750. They've been a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is Trish Clark, and I'm joined in the studio with my co-host this morning, Jim Albertson, Jimbo. And we're just talking about any kind of thing we want to talk about radio and what's going on in the community. And you can give us a call at 365-4567 to be part of that conversation.
That's right. I want to thank Jim Sharp for calling also. And over the years, when the rodeo first started, way back in the 50s, they used to bring big-name TV stars for their entertainment. At the Top Hand Dinner, Dennis Day. A lot of people remember Dennis Day. One of the most fun guys I ever worked, I think it was the Top Hand Dinner. Maybe it was a trade club show. I think it was Top Hand. It was Dick Van Dyke's brother, Jerry.
Jerry Van Dyke, yeah.
If you ever met that guy.
He's crazy.
And I was the MC, and I remember when we visited, and he's just coming off the wall before we ever get on stage. And so we're in the back room, and he was like a friend of George Gobel's.
And, I love George Goble. He was the funniest man.
I'll be a dirty bird. But anyway, Jerry was backstage, and we're getting ready to go on, and he looks over and he says, "Do you drink?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I've been known to drink a little bit." And he said, "Well, I'll tell you what, I never go out there alone." And he hands me this bottle of bourbon, and he had a couple of plugs, and he went and did a most beautiful show for the trade. I mean, it just brought the house standing ovation.
Yeah.
He did a mule train deal with a little stuffed mule. Just a great, great guy. But you know what's coming up? Shasta District Fair.
Shasta District Fair coming up the middle of June. I think it starts at June 20th.
Yep, a month from yesterday.
And the interesting thing, a lot of people are not aware. They always think that's the county fair, and it's not.
No.
Our county fair is up in MacArthur. And this is the Shasta District Fair. It's actually a state facility, but they don't give us enough money to run that fair anymore, so it's really a local organization kind of thing. They get the money together and they have the friends of the fair, and in fact they have the dinner coming up for the thing down at the fair pretty soon, and all kinds of stuff that go down there to raise money for the fair and in conjunction with it.
That's right. They have the senior dinner at the fair every year.
They have the old timers.
Am I old enough? I wanted to be there.
You have to be a native of Shasta County.
I moved here in 1948.
Okay.
And so
that's probably close enough. I think you've got to have lived here 50 years or something.
I've left a couple of times, but not long.
Yeah. So you probably make it. Yeah. I don't know. You know, I'm not a native of Shasta County. I used to go and celebrate with them because it's a great party. I think the Reading Sir Optimist group puts that on.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it's a free dinner, and they give, I know, a prize away for the oldest person there, I think, the one with the most grandchildren, the most great-grandchildren. They give away a lot of awards, yeah. That usually comes up 1 week before the Shasta District Fair.
Right. It's that opening week, and it's a really good party. I remember for many years, Maisie Sanders. Do you remember Maisie Sanders?
Don't remember Maisie Sanders. I mean,
she was up from the Shingletown area and what have you, a descendant of the people that were up there when Lassen erupted. And Maisie had great stories and what have you, but she was, for many years, she was one of the ones that got the oldest citizen and a lot of seniors around here.
My grandfather, you're talking about Shingletown and the Mount Lassen. My grandfather watched Mount Lassen erupt. That was my mother's father, and he used to talk about it. He was deer hunting, and he said he was on a mountain right next to it, and in those days, they kind of figured it was rumbling, but they didn't know. And he said it was like a great big hot dog coming up. It stayed like a big red tube coming up out of the top, and he said he just sat on a rock and watched it. When it got really tall, it just blew, and lava and rock went everywhere.
So, it's amazing how far that rock went, because it's clear down in the valley way, you know, down below.
Yeah.
That lava and that was many years ago, but Maisie's family was there when that happened, and she used to tell me all the stories. And one of those times when I got her to record a lot of things on tape, and then I don't know whatever happened to the tapes. Yeah. Her kids got them, and I don't know whatever. That's kind of sad because she had great stories.
And of course, this morning, new lava flows over in Hawaii. They're worried about the glass particles end up in the air. The lava hits the water, cools off, and then we get what, glass particles, Bob?
Right, and as well as what's called VOG, volcanic fog, and it's extremely toxic. It's a mixture of sulfuric acid and all that, and you do not want to get that anywhere near your lungs. Then there's these microscopic glass particles that get into the air, and you breathe those, and they tear up your lungs and airway. So pretty nasty stuff, but people are wanting to get down there and get a good look, and then the wind will shift, and it's very bad stuff. So they're cautioning people. Plus, you walk on what appears to be a solid surface, and your foot goes in, and you no longer have a foot.
Instant incineration. Yeah. Incineration.
Well, and it hasn't actually erupted yet, has it? I mean.
Rather than an explosive eruption. it is an eruption, definitely. When lava shows up at ash and all that shows up, that's an eruption, baby. But the shield-type volcano tends to do it at less, although it can go off with extreme power, but it's not like a Vesuvius thing. Yeah.
Well, because I was hearing one report, something I picked up over the weekend, where they said that it could be as big or as bad as Mount St. Helens.
Now, Mount St. Helens, that
was huge.
If the lava suddenly stops flowing, because the vent plugs, then that pressure is going to build up. That's the time to go find someplace else to hang out.
I have a grandson living in Honolulu right now. He said they don't feel anything. He said he didn't.
The Big Island in Honolulu,
fair little distance apart.
There was a picture on the internet over the weekend of some golfers that were standing there with it erupting behind them, and it looked like for all the world that they were just standing on the next tee. Yeah, I mean, they were real close.
Long lens shot, but mind if I play through?
Yeah.
Play right on through. Hey, coming up, we have to talk about one of the biggest news stories when I first started in radio, the Golden Eagle Hotel fire.
Mm. By the way, Jim Sharp called back and mentioned that the weatherman he was trying to think of was Spencer Christian.
I remember that.
Yeah, forecast across America. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a big thing on ABC. Back before we had, weather on our devices.
On my morning show, let's see, in 1962, the Red Bluff Weather Bureau called in the weather.
This was Jay Tyson. Thank you.
Yep, that's exactly right. And then they call in and they say, Jim, it's, it'd be like 6 in the morning and I'd have to record. And he'd say, what's the weather look like? And I'd go out and say, well, there's a cloud around, a little light breeze. And then say, the weather, come on. Well, today in Reading, there's a few clouds around with a little light breeze. You didn't know.
Jay Tyson, for those who didn't live here at the time, had this just beautiful, but he'd have made a great radio guy, because he had that incredible booming voice of his, and his diction was interesting. I forget where it was he came from, but he would pronounce words like mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember that?
I remember that. Remember Mark Eubank?
Oh, yeah. Mark the Weather Eubank. Bank. Yeah. He moved on and went into professional. Yeah. He was quite the professional.
So all this great conversation, and now we just look at our iPhone, and boom, the weather's there, and we can predict and tell everything for two weeks about as accurately as you did looking out the window most times.
I remember my parents one year for Christmas gave me a barometer, and that was if you saw it going down so many points, then you could tell. Or Hansel and Gretel in the little plastic house, the witch came out, it was raining. If the Hansel and Gretel came out, it was going to be sunshine. And that they actually believed them. It worked a little bit.
When my wife started in the weather business, the forecasting models they had were good for about 3 days with real high confidence. They can now take that out to about 10 days with high confidence, and then it drops off rapidly. So people who say they can accurately predict the weather in 25 years are talking out their hat.
25 years.
Well, and I remember when I used to work extended dispatch out at the Forest Service, then I'd go in and Chris Fontana was it.
Chris.
Well, Chris kind of trained Brenda.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I would walk in before I'd go on shift. I'd walk in and he always, I would say, well, Chris, what's it doing? What's it, you know? And he'd walk to the window every time. And
we'll
I'd
over
go,
take a look.
Shoot, I could do that, Chris. You're supposed to be having some magic
well,
stuff you're telling
me. Had the eye to tell you what that cloud meant.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, working near the bottom of the hour. It's a really nice day out there. Yesterday, gorgeous.
I know.
Yeah, I just kind of walked around.
They can just do this forever. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this messages.
Here's my story. It's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around. Every single guy in town.
Hey, hey, whoa.
I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Baby.
7:33 on KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at usgunpro.com.
And welcome back to Community Radio for the North Face Free Fire Radio. I'm Trish Clark here this morning. Linda and Carl, if you just tuned in, are back in New York for Linda's birthday today. And they're celebrating. I'm here with Jim Albertson, Jimbo.
It's kind of nice that Bob went back to all my era and all the days that I was working in the old rock and roll radio.
You caught that, did you?
I caught it right off the bat. Yeah, some of those guys I got to be on stage with a lot of those old timers. Lots and lots of fun. Tommy Rowe, Chuck Berry, and of course Johnny Tillotson. Johnny Tillotson and I still visit on Facebook, and also we have our emails, and I call him once in a while.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and he's still working. He's a little bit older than I am. He doesn't want me to tell his age anymore, but he's working and does a lot of concerts in Australia, and he and Bobby Rydell are on the road, I think, right now down in the south. He's got a tremendous job for a retired person. He does cruise ships with his wife, and like he said, I work like an hour and a half a night for three nights, and I get a whole cruise.
Nice.
And they pay him to go.
Wow. I had a friend who, with great expectation, went to see Chuck Berry when he was down at Wind River.
I was with him there. I was on stage.
I heard that Chuck was not doing well at that point, and it was a little depressing because here was this guy who used to be so vibrant and energetic, and he was just sort of, they leaned him up against a chair, you know.
I'll tell you the one that was even worse, but he was still performing. Was Richard Benjamin, Little Richard.
Oh, yeah.
They brought him. They carried him out. His back was so bad, they carried him out and sat him on the piano bench.
Oh, man.
Right. Well, I mean, we're introducing him, and he tried too long.
Yeah. You know, I hope that, I think one of the worst things I ever saw was the final shows that Glenn Campbell did.
Mm-hmm.
That was just sad that they just wouldn't let it go. He wasn't aware of what he was doing, I think, in that last show.
Oh, the dementia had kicked in.
The dementia had kicked in, and I just thought that was...
That was squeezing
Not good family.
Not squeezing the last egg out of the goose, yeah. Anyway.
We were mentioning a moment ago, but I was going to mention the Golden Eagle Fire. That was in 1962 when it burned down, and I was doing news and a morning show at the time, and the firehouse, I lived on an apartment my wife and I did on Placer Street. And they would let me know where they were going. I would run across the street and down a block, and they would put a mark where they were going. Well, I heard the fire alarm go off, and I jumped up and I opened the door. Well, you didn't let the door. The whole sky was red because I was like five blocks away. And that was a tremendous. But people were jumping out of windows.
Now, where was? I don't know where that was.
Right where the downtown mall parking lot is, across from Lorenz.
Okay.
The Golden Eagle and Lorenz were side by side, and the entire hotel burned, and that was the first time I ever got to go on national radio because CBS was calling NBC, and I wasn't smart enough to get the money ahead, and so I got zero, but I broadcasted out of a phone booth, just like Superman. There was a phone booth, and I just had a bunch of dimes and quarters, and I'd put it in, and then I'd call back to the station, and they'd say, okay, call this number, it's NBC, and I'd call them, and then they'd put me right on the air.
And they didn't have the decency to send you a stringer fee, huh?
No stringer fees. Another guy said if you'd have been thinking ahead, you'd have said, what's the stringer fee? Give them your address, and you get a check. But I was really...
Too excited about just reporting about the fire.
That's exactly right. And it was Bud Drummond, who was in radio at that time, was his first day on the air in Reading. And you can imagine running aboard, the phones are ringing, and I'm downtown in a phone booth, and we're going through all this. And that was his very first day in Reading with his chicken.
I had the honor of working with Bud towards the end of his days and at the old KPAC.
Oh, was he over there, too?
Yeah, that was where he ended his pretty much. Yeah. That was the last thing he did before he passed on.
No, Bud Drummond didn't pass.
No, I'm thinking of Bud Foster.
Oh, Bud Foster. Sorry, no, Bud Drummond, because, yeah, Bud.
No, Drummond's still.
Yeah, he was smart. He became an insurance salesman, sold all his listeners insurance, because he took my place in the mornings when I moved to Chico. Yeah. And then he sold them all insurance policies. Now he's invented a shortwave antenna, And he,
I've got a buddy pole. But anyway,
buddy pole.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it was Bud Foster who I worked with down at KPEC.
Okay. But anyway, Bud Drummond did very well for him. He's got a home, I think, in a private island down in the Caribbean somewhere. He goes back.
All right.
Yeah, does all right. But with that buddy pole, it's the buddy pole.
You know, I know
save people with failing memories. And
there's all kinds of people in the audience, I'm sure, who are recognizing all these names. I think you're a little before my era here.
I was way before you.
In the 60s and what have you, because I didn't move here until the late 70s.
Okay.
And sold metal detectors. Yes, I did do that. Yeah, I did. I had a metal detector business for about 10 years. The detector lady of BTR detectors. Oh, metal detectors, recreational gold dredges.
Mm-hmm.
Fun stuff.
Anyway, the fire burned for an entire day. In fact, almost 2 days. It took that hotel to burn down. And they had all streets blocked down. Every fire truck in the world was there. And I forget, there was like six fatalities.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that was my first big story to ever cover in radio. And right off the bat, Bud Drummond's first day.
Mm.
Oh, that, yeah. And he was the engineer, like
yes.
Bob yeah. Belongi yeah. type.
Pretty amazing stuff. 605-4567, if you want to jump in and give us a call and save us from ourselves here.
We'll just go on and keep talking about stuff that's fun for us. And if you'd like to join us, you can certainly give us a call. I'm sure there's people out there that have got all kinds of memories of radio that they'd like to share. And Jimbo, you've had – so you've probably worked for every radio station.
Almost all of them. Because your longevity is not a real long time. I mean, I think my record was 14 years with one station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty unusual.
That was an unusual one, yeah. But they move you from here to there. And when you're just like television, the ratings drop a little bit. Then they say, well, bye-bye, and then somebody else is on.
You got the Johnny Fever coffee cup with the call letters crossed out and
over wherever they send it.
What I've watched around here is it seems like all of a sudden somebody new will come in and buy up a whole bunch of stations.
Right.
And then it's like musical chairs. Everybody's switching here and there and someplace else, and then pretty quick it settles back in, and mm-hmm. the people that were there end up back there and kind of...
My wife says she's never seen anything like the turnover and churn in radio, the cycling, how people will be tossed out the door and 2 years later come back.
They bring you back, yeah. That happened to me many times. I learned when I first started having children that I needed to do something along. That's why over the years I was in the grocery business,
yeah,
and ranching business, the restaurant business.
And hamburger business.
Burger business. And so I always had something going on the side because you never really knew.
Radio is a fickle mistress, yes.
Well, I can remember just different, and in my association with it, of course, as being just as visiting with people or doing a radio show here and there as an elected official or now my fun stint with KCNR. But I know that a lot of times I'd be doing a show with somebody on a Monday and I'd come back the next Monday and they were gone.
Oh, yeah,
with
gone.
No. Boom, there doesn't seem to be 2 weeks' notice usually.
Right, no. Well, because if you give somebody their walking papers and then put them in front of a live microphone, hilarity may ensue, or mayhem. Somebody on the chat room mentioned, of course, sorely missed man, Jerry McGee.
Jerry McGee, yeah. Jerry McGee. He and I were on opposite each other for years, and then, of course, we worked together for about the last 14 years of his life. Yeah, just a tremendous, tremendous guy. Getting back to multiple stations, though, that's one of my pet peeves anymore. When I first started radio,
clusters.
Yeah, you could own one radio station, one newspaper, maybe one TV. That was about it, and you couldn't own multiple.
Because now, that gave you a
monopoly on the
monopoly, yes.
Especially on the news. Now nowadays, with the news, at one time, Reading had tremendous local news coverage. Every station had 3, 4, 5 reporters going around town.
Mm-hmm.
The newspaper Record Searchlight had 20 or 30, and mm-hmm, mm-hmm. those days kind of gone.
Well, when I first
right.
got
it, it
on
is a combination of things.
Even down in Anderson, when I first got on the Anderson City Council, right. we had several news reporters that would come in to
right.
every meeting. We had a newspaper person that came in and followed the stuff going on in Anderson. I don't think they have but one stringer for the Record Searchlight now. And no, they don't have any coverage of local stuff for the newspaper.
Not
and
on
none of the
green
radio
press
stations
releases.
Pay any attention.
Yeah, it's but anyway, back in those days, it was a little different because it wasn't. Everybody was privately owned and trying to compete with each other. Now, like, they own 6-7 stations at a time.
Well, it appears to me that if you pick up any newspaper in the United States, somebody writes the headline for the day, and then it goes out, and everybody's got the same story. You can go online. You can go on the record searchlight sheet. Yeah, any place.
When a very,
this is the line for the day.
Yeah, when a small pool of people control the narrative, that becomes a chilling
yes.
prospect.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing that Sinclair was doing. Now, yes, they're a very conservative outfit, but they were controlling the narrative for all their news people, taking away that independence.
Well, and it's supposed to be news. It's not supposed to be opinion.
Right.
And unfortunately, we're getting very little actual, factual news any place anymore. It's all opinion.
And I remember the old teletypes. Was that before your time?
No, I remember the teletypes.
All the little things clicking back there.
Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah,
yellow paper, purple ink.
Yeah, the only time that happens now is when this thing here goes off, and that's the warning.
Oh, the warning.
One of the things you had to do when you were a jock was learn how to change the teletype. Hey, we've got calls starting to stack up, so why don't we go ahead and take a break. Billy Bob, hold on, and we'll get you right after the break. KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Crackmaster. We'll tell you more about that after the break, because I got to answer the phone.
I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote on June 5th.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Are you ready for this, country fans? True American country music artist Rodney Adkins live in concert inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Friday, May 25th, come see Rodney Adkins perform hits such as Farmer's Daughter. If you're gonna go through hell, take a back road, and many more. After two decades in country music, this Tennessee-born songwriter and singer still loves the roots as much as the tree. With more than 6 number one hits, 4 LPs, and over 10 million units sold. Tickets for the sensational show start at just $30. This will be a sellout, so get your tickets now. Do not miss your chance to see Rodney Adkins live in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, May 25th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Come celebrate 25 years at the river with us.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media. It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
749 KCNR Free Fire Radio. We got phones stacked up. We'll get to that in just a second. But before I had to answer the phone, I was starting to tell you about Crackmaster. Boy, do they know the ins and outs of windshield repair. Jeff has been repairing windshields for years and is Bureau of Automotive Repair certified. Jeff is truly from the old school. Each and every repair a sign of his quality workmanship. There's no practicing with Crackmaster. Repairs are a certainty. You'll know it's a job well done. Chips up to a quarter size and cracks up to 24 inches in length. Bring in your vehicle for a free inspection and analysis. You will not be disappointed. Crackmaster, 3208 South Market. Call 241-8373 for an appointment today.
Don't hold back. Welcome back. This is Trish Clark and Jim Rob Albertson in the studio with us today. And we're going to go directly to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Trish. Hey, listen, I got a question. As a middle schooler and early high school back in the early 60s, that you mentioned Jerry McGee. And was he the one that had Jerry's Jumpin' Jukebox?
Absolutely.
That's what I remember.
Absolutely. I grew up listening to Jumpin' Jerry.
Oh, my goodness. What if everybody listened to Jerry's Jukebox, Jumpin' Jukebox. So I was just curious. I thought it was him. So anyway, great show. Very, very enjoyable this morning.
I'll tell you, doing great. Yeah, Jerry McGee was in, well, longest-running radio personality. I believe he was on 63 years on the air in Reading.
Wow.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. He passed. He worked right up till he died, and he died when he was 78. And
my goodness!
But he worked every day, and he loved it.
I grew up with him. Unbelievable. Well, God bless him. All right. Thanks.
Thanks,
good
Billy Bob.
Thanks, right. Billy.
And we'll go to the phone again. Roberta. Good morning.
Good morning, Trish. Well. It was interesting when you were talking about the Golden Eagle fire because at that time my mom had the answering service in Reading, and that was the center of communication. We had all of the after-hour City of Reading. We had their radios. We had their emergency telephone. We had the marshal's office. We had all of the doctors in town, and that morning, when we were alerted and headed down to the answering service, and we could see the fire as we went over the overpass on Eureka Way. But when we got into the office, she had four switchboards. And I'm telling you, the poor operator that was on had lines strung from switchboard to switchboard, and we just had spaghetti. And boy, was that an exciting morning. My gosh, thanks, Jim, for the nostalgia. It's just one of my favorite things.
I think your office, wasn't that just a block down on the same street?
It was on Yuba and Market Street.
Right.
It's in the next block.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I remember that very, very well. But, in fact, I remember you. As soon as I heard your voice, I know that lady.
Oh, yeah, Roberta, absolutely. Always out there listening, I know.
Another funny thing, when my mother started that answering service in 1949, Reading had 10 doctors. And at that time, a doctor never checked out to another doctor, and they didn't have partners or anything. And so we'd have to trail the doctors around town. But there was one doctor that put his phone in the oven to get some sleep. And if he got an emergency call, then my mom would have to get my dad to go over and knock on his window of his bedroom and get him awake.
So
that's the way it used to be in Reading.
Oh, wow. Nothing more fun than looking back on and simpler life in the past.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. All right. Well, thanks, Roberta, for calling. And I got to see you at the pancake breakfast.
We did say hello briefly, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Thanks for the call, Roberta.
You know, I didn't go to pancake breakfast this year. I haven't done that a couple of times in the last few years. I went to it every year. And then, like I said, it's a lot of those things I kind of dodge those early morning hours, actually, since I'm retired.
Well, our boss and his wife, Carl and Linda, they were there.
No.
I right down the street from where I was at. Yeah. So it just I never did have the final count. Barry Weisswasser, he might probably has the final count, but it's I think they went over 10,000 this year.
Wow.
So it was the weather. It couldn't have been any better. It was just a little light breeze and sunshine, and I ate all my pancakes and all my sausage and drank the coffee.
Well, and it's supposed to get up to in the 90s today.
Yep.
It doesn't kind of act like it out there now, but as long as it'll stay under 100.
Yeah, under 100.
I can be a happy camper for a long time, and the weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. We appreciate them.
I believe that today's high is going to be, 93? The highest we've had so far this year, I believe, is 91.
Yeah, well, it's 93, a low of 62 is what they're predicting for today. So I can do that.
You can do that.
I don't want it to get up into the over 100s, though. I'm really kind of liking. But this seems to me this is the first time we've had a real spring for some time.
Long, long time. Another thing I mentioned to you the other day, I said, Trish, who's the most famous person you've ever interviewed? And where we were sitting back talking, because I've had some real heavyweights.
Well, I know. See, you've got this history. I haven't. I'm going to say Jimbo. Tell me some of the people.
Well, I met two of the presidents and interviewed Ronald Reagan, and he was running for state governor. That's how many years ago. I was working at Channel 12, and I was doing radio there and TV, and then I ran on to, John F. Kennedy. When he came to Reading, I was first one to shake his hand when he got off the plane.
Oh, wow.
I was standing out. I remember the plane coming in, the White House One, or what are the Air Force One?
Air Force One.
And there's three planes. They're all about alike that bring the press and they bring the Secret Service. And I'm out, in those days, there was no real big fancy tower. And so they were out there with handheld walkie talkies talking to these pilots.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, they were lining up to bring with the president. They lining up, and I'm standing right next to this guy, and you can see the flaps down on the big jetliner, and the pilot comes on and says, "What's the length of this runway again?" And they gave it to him, and there was a pause, and he said, "How many jets did they land on this?" And there was another pause, and the guy on the radio said, "Well, you're number one to ever land on this." And that was the first big jet to come into it, and they put the brakes on, and dirt flew everywhere.
They estimated how much they needed to land that 707, it was a close.
It was close.
We darn near became history.
Yeah. And then they had to land the other, and then they had to drive one of them out through the dirt, which you don't want to do with a jet, and you couldn't see for a half hour.
Oh, I was going to say, because that does all kinds of bad things to everything. That the prospects of taking off then become somewhat diminished.
And we
got a call.
Oh, we got a call. Okay,
Doug, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, hi. I just want to say it sounds great to hear Jimbo again on the radio. And hi, Trish. It's good to hear you always.
Always glad to have you guys out there. You and Peggy listening in the morning. That's always great.
Yeah. Oh, you bet.
And
I have a little trivia memory that I'd like to share with you guys that you might appreciate.
Please
go. Go ahead.
Probably in the early 50s. My dad drove us out to a ranch in the San Fernando Valley, and I met a guy named Roy Rogers.
I'll be darned.
You and I talked about that, because I've met Roy, too.
Oh.
Yeah, he let me pet Trigger and everything years ago.
He asked me all about if I liked homing pigeons and something about his dogs and Trigger, and I was a little tongue-tied. And right at the very end, I thought, oh, I do have a question. Mr. Rogers, could I get one of your silver bullets?
Oh, no.
Wrong guy.
Wrong guy. Well, now, you've been in a few movies yourself. What was the one I just saw you in recently? what was that? What were some of the movies you were in?
I was in a few things. My career was in law enforcement, and I worked motors in Los Angeles. And off-duty, we enforced the city permits as they filmed. And then the director soon learned that, hey, they could save some money and have some real talent if they had this so-called motor cop drive by in the scene or get a few lines. And I even got an SAG card when I threw Pee Wee Herman in the paddy wagon in a Cheech and Chong movie called Next Movie.
Oh, great.
All right. Hey, Doug, thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks, and good to hear you guys.
Yeah, we keep you to the top of the hour. We got news coming up, but boy, you want a little memory shaker. Take a listen to this.
I'm going to get a bunch of nickels, going to buy my parole, going to put them in the juke and watch a record go. I love to hear the beating of a flat guitar and a bass of theater slapping at 8 to the bar. Well, I could stand here and listen to it all night long. It's a rinky-dinky rhythm of a jukebox song. When it comes to music, I'm the number one fan. And everybody's calling me the jukebox man.
Jerry, you're much missed.
News brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is going to put unprecedented financial pressure on Iran unless it agrees to major changes.
These will indeed end up being the strongest sanctions in history when we are complete.
Pompeo also has called for a stronger nuclear agreement with Iran following the U.S. withdrawal from the 2015 nuclear deal. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says efforts to renegotiate a trade agreement with Canada and Mexico could spill into next year. President Donald Trump is now attending the swearing-in of the new CIA director, Gina Haspel. The Senate confirmed Haspel last week to lead the spy agency. She has spent 33 years at the CIA. Her role in the use of enhanced interrogation techniques, now called torture, post-9/11, threatened to derail her confirmation. Gina Haspel succeeds Mike Pompeo, now Secretary of State, as she becomes the new CIA director. Syria's military says it has retaken the last neighborhoods in southern Damascus held by ISIS and is declaring the capital and its surroundings completely safe and free of any militant presence. The gains by President Bashar al-Assad's troops bring greater Damascus fully under government control since the war began in 2011. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is asking for a moment of silence this hour to honor the victims of Friday's school shooting in Santa Fe. Two teachers and eight students were killed in the latest school shooting, this one at Santa Fe High School. Flags have been ordered to half staff through tomorrow in honor of the 10 victims in this latest mass shooting attack. 3 weeks before the historic U.S. summit in North Korea, retired Air Force General Lieutenant General David Dutula says President Trump deserves credit for bringing Kim Jong-un to the bargaining table. He was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The summit hearing is scheduled for June 12th in Singapore. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story. My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
One of NASA's prime shippers, Orbital ATK, has launched a fresh load of supplies to the International Space Station. Kirk Sharman, NASA's space program manager, says the shipment of supplies should reach the International Space Station on Thursday.
Looking forward to having over a ton of new utilization cargo on board the International Space Station
and having a sickness up there and staying for quite some time to have a successful mission.
The Antares rocket blasted off from Wallops Island, Virginia, before dawn today. Embattled socialist incumbent Nicolas Maduro wins Venezuela's presidential election by a landslide in a disputed vote marred by irregularities and mass absenteeism. The National Election Council said Maduro won nearly 68% of the votes, but the nearest challenger says the election lacked legitimacy. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. Britain's government says it does not intend to refer U.S. media conglomerate Comcast's $31 billion takeover offer for London-based Sky to competition authorities. Correspondent Jeremy House has more. Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court says employers can prohibit their workers from banding together to complain about pay and conditions in the workplace. The justices ruled 5-4 today that businesses can force employees to individually use arbitration to resolve disputes instead. White plumes of acid and extremely fine shards of glass are billowing into the sky over Hawaii as molten rock from the Kilauea volcano pours down a hillside into the ocean again today. Authorities warning the public to stay away from the toxic steam cloud, which is formed by a chemical reaction when the lava touches the seawater. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State, KCNR1460.com. It's not Carl and Linda, however, it's Trish and Jimbo.
That's right, and they didn't invite us to New York with them, because I know they're having a great time.
I know they're not, and they've got some great pictures, and Linda's celebrating her birthday in the Big Apple today, and I know they've got some great stuff planned, and going to have a great time. 64 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 93, a low of 60. On Tuesday, a high of 89, a low of 60, and a slight chance of thunderstorms and a slight chance of showers on Tuesday night. Wednesday, a chance of showers, a high of 83, a low of 58. And on Thursday, mostly sunny and a high of 87. Thursday night, a low of 60. And on Friday, 80. And so it's not going to get really, really hot anytime soon, and we're good with that. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Let's go to the phones. Rally Sally in the Reading Patriots. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning. Yeah, it sounds like summer is on the way if it's going to be 93 today.
Yeah, well, but it's going to stay in the 80s, so it's just spring. We're loving spring.
It is spring, and we are coming up on the Memorial Day holiday. I just wanted to put in a plug for the event we've got going. If you're not going out of town, come on out to the Anderson River Park. We've got the Jeff Fest going on Saturday, May 26th, and it's free for people to get in. It's free parking. We've got music that's free and lots of vendors, food vendors, beer and wine vendors, all kinds of activities for the kids. So come on out on Saturday. It's from 12 to 8 p.m.
Fantastic. And then the Anderson River Park, always a great venue for all those kind of things. And
it is. It's wonderful. And then I wanted to let people know about tonight. We are going to play a film about how West Virginia split from Virginia in 1862. And it's quite interesting and quite relevant, I think, today, as you may have heard, the Cal Exit people have now got the go-ahead to start collecting signatures on their initiative to split the state, and they're looking to put it on the ballot in 2020.
So, and this is the Cal Exit
is still alive and well.
The Cal Exit people are the ones that do two states, three states.
No, they're the ones that want to separate from the United States and form their own country.
Good luck with that.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Well. All right.
Yeah. So the movie tonight is kind of relevant for that purpose. And it starts at 6 o'clock. And we also have our Jefferson meeting that starts at 5:30. So come on out at 5:30 at 2570 South Bonnie View Road.
Thanks, Sally.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right. We are. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, the last time somebody tried that, it didn't work out well.
Yeah. How could we be our own country?
I mean, splitting off states and forming another country didn't work out well.
No, not well at all.
Well, but you know, if we separate off and we become a foreign country, we can get foreign aid from the United States.
That's
they
right.
get lots of money.
There's got to be a
message.
They say
if we shoot at them, then they'll come in and really give us lots of money, take over and run us anyway.
Anyway, yeah, well, there's one group, like you say, wants to divide the state, what, by three?
There's all kinds of ideas out there. I think what the picture people should get from it is that obviously what we're doing is not working well in the state of California.
No, not really.
Yeah.
And we vote completely different than the rest of the state.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Northern California and Southern California, we are completely different.
And the arrogance of the legislators, most of whom have never signed, I believe in the California legislature right now, there's exactly three members of the legislature who have ever had to make out paychecks.
That's probably right.
Most of them are lawyers and community activists. The legislature is heavy on community activists who are very good at spending other people's money.
Mm-hmm.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, and if you actually look at the whole state, it's more red landmass-wise. It's the unfortunate thing that the populations of Los Angeles and San Francisco kind of control the vote. That's where the mass of people are. Most of them are voting once or twice, and not a lot of them legally. So it's a challenge to get the vote to go in any good direction.
The entitlement crowd. And, you know, we'll just tax the rich businesses. Well, what happens when that pond dries
up? That's exactly right. And a lot of people don't even know where Redding, California is. I mean, if you get north of Sacramento, a few years ago there was a big forest fire up at Shingletown, and I was watching it on national news, and they said, we've got a fire burning in Shingletown, California, just outside Sacramento.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 150 or 60
just
miles.
Just outside
of Sacramento.
The whole deal of Northern California, and they're talking about Santa Rosa, and they're talking about San Francisco, and they're talking about
I can beat that.
Northern California.
I can beat that. When I lived in San Diego for a time, I said, well, I'm from Northern California. Oh, Fresno?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Speaking of all things divisible in California, Terry, welcome.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you all doing?
Good. We're doing great.
Good. I just wanted to throw a little caveat on there. First of all, the Cal Exit movement is a movement of secession. It's a movement that they want to create their own country, as you guys have said. The interesting thing about that is they're initiative does state that they would no longer recognize, of course, the Constitution of the United States as the supreme law of the land. And the first thing that would happen is the governor, or I guess it would be president, of the country of California would automatically join the United Nations. Now, the interesting thing to ask these folks is, I wonder if they would think about having nuclear weapons in our country.
That's right.
Yeah.
Never gave that a thought.
The other thing is that on the three Californias, the way that Mr. Draper has it divided, and I do know him personally, and we've talked many times, the way he has Northern California divided, and I think that Trish just alluded to this, we would be in, meaning our counties, the 23 northern counties that represent Jefferson at this point, would be linked in with San Francisco, with San Mateo, and with Sacramento, which means, again, we would be outvoted by the populace. But the interesting thing about that in that state, and I'll try to do this as quickly as possible, the state he calls Northern California, the Democratic voters that are listed as voters and are registered is almost 3 million, where the registered voters on the Republican side are about 1.3. So it's around 3 to 1. When you go to the other state he wants to create, California on the coast, it is exactly 3 to 1 Democrats. So that's 3 million to 1. When you go to Southern California, which Bob just talked about, which is probably the most interesting thing about all of this, is in Southern California, they're actually more conservative in the states that Mr. Draper has lined out, in that the Democrats have 35% more people registered than the Republicans, and it would still be a blue state, but it's interesting to see that. What that actually does in the United States Senate is it would create, in the same landmass, we have two senators in the United States Senate that are Democrats and liberals. We would end up with six.
Right.
How does that work for us?
Yeah, not well. Not well.
Changes the balance of the Senate, and it changes the balance of Congress, along with giving us the rest of it, the rest of us tyranny. Here's the fun part. If Draper gets his way in Northern California because Jerry Brown owns property in Colusa, he could be our governor in Northern California again, and who would know if we'd even have term limits at all. And also, he would win that in a landslide because of San Francisco, Sacramento, and San Mateo County.
Yeah. Jeez, you're just full of good news, aren't you?
Really making us happy.
Yeah. Thanks for starting.
The thing is that, you know, for it to pass, Article 4, Section 3, it has to go through Congress. I don't think Congress is going to pass that. Obviously, it doesn't look like those folks are going to secede. But Trish made a good point. People are fed up with the way California is being run. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We went to the legislative body. They ignored us for 2 years. We went to Jerry Brown. He ignored us. In fact, when we went to deliver things to him, he made us take it into the mailroom. He wouldn't even send a staff out to meet us, even though we had an appointment. So we went to court. And on June 1st, we are going to court at the Robert Matsui Courthouse at 501 I Street. And we are going to court with our legal team to demand a three-judge court for our court case, which would create the appellate process going to the Supreme Court. It wouldn't go to the Ninth Circuit. So we need prayers. We need folks down there. And, folks, time has come for 51.
All right.
We concur. Thanks so much, Terry, for the update. I haven't heard all that in a little while.
Okay, have a great day.
Thanks, Terry. You know, the one thing I remember years ago, I worked with Stan Statham on the split the state.
Stan the man.
I worked with Stan when I was at Channel 12.
And you know, the interesting part of that was actually gaining some ground with the southern part of the state when people could get by the fact that the water, which always is the big stumbling block, and actually that's a federal water project, mm-hmm. so it really doesn't matter what we do with state thing. And once you get beyond that, people could see it. And where we got into it, the south was coming along, the north was coming on, but nobody wanted San Francisco. And that was when it kind of fell apart. They wanted, you know, we wanted it in Southern California, they wanted it in Northern California, and that's when the whole thing about three states, well, break them off and make them their own state and do three, and that's when it all kind of fell apart.
I'll cut you a deal. You can have San Francisco like Singapore.
That's a deal.
Do you know, I remember when I first moved to California from Idaho, everybody kept talking. I lived in the Bay Area. I lived in Southern California. And they kept talking about this great earthquake that was going to knock the state of California off into the ocean. He never saw the problem with that until I moved to Northern California. True Northern California. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. Why can't you be true?
I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
820 on KCNR, Free Fire Radio, here on your locally owned talk radio station. This portion of the program brought to you by Home Helpers. If your loved one is needing extra help at home or is recovering from an injury or surgery, well, the amazing caregivers of Home Helpers can keep your loved one safe and independent in their very own home. All caregivers are licensed by the state. They pass background checks, DMV screening, and drug testing. You can get 2 hours or 24-hour-a-day care, all based around your loved one's needs. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Call them at 226-8350. There's no place like home.
And welcome back. We are so happy to have you with us this morning. This is Trish Clark. It's not Thursday, so you haven't missed 3 or 4 days, but it's just only Monday, and you're still in good shape. And I'm joined here in the studio this morning by Jimbo.
That's right.
And we're just doing fun stuff.
Yeah, big boss back in New York, and we said we didn't get invited.
No, they didn't invite us to go attend with the Big Apple, and I know they're doing all kinds of fun things, and today's Linda's birthday.
That's
so
right.
Celebrate.
So are you guys going to be here tomorrow?
I'm going to be here tomorrow, and I'm going to be joined by the fire chief from the city of Anderson.
Okay.
And he's going to come in and talk about some really interesting things going on with the fire department down there in Anderson.
We got to do this more often.
Yeah, I had a one-day contract this week. Hey, by the way, one thing I forgot to mention earlier. We're talking about how unstable this business is in the radio business. Bob and I both work for a company, and I don't know if you remember, but you never wanted to go to lunch. They would take people to lunch, and you would never see them again. So it became known as Jerry McGee named it. He said, "Jimbo, this is the Last Supper." And so I remember one day the boss came in and said, "Would you and Jerry like to go to lunch?" "Oh, I'm not hungry." And they said, but yeah, if they took you to lunch, you'd see this nice person who'd been on the air for 3, 4, 5 years. They'd go to lunch.
And they wouldn't come back.
Never come back. Where did they go?
Of course, you stood witness the day of, we won't mention the corporation that committed the massacre.
The massacre.
Yeah, 2006.
And that was when it was a total wipeout of a complete station where they fired
13 people.
And I remember they kept me for a little while. And Well, I hate to be talking about it. Well, I went, got my papers, and they said, you stay. And the other people were going to be gone. And they said, please come back at 4 o'clock. We're going to have a meeting of the new staff. And this was all unbeknownst to pretty much everybody. And as I drove in the parking lot, there was a man, grown man, crying. Two ladies sitting in their car crying. Right at Christmas time, you'd lose your job.
Oh, gosh.
And that's how it went. And then it gets scary after that. So they ask you to go to lunch or come to the boss. That was another thing. When you go to the boss's office, would you like to go to the boss's office? Oh, no, no, I'm fine. I'm fine today.
I'm not, don't need to talk to him.
In spite of all of that, in spite of the hours that most people cringe at, and this morning I opened my eyes when my Google lady wakes me up and said, oh, man, I don't know how much more of these I've got left in me, because we slept in over the weekend. As crazy as it is, there's no business like this.
It's amazing, because, again, you don't want to get out.
Yeah.
I had many times to get out, and I did retire maybe 2, 3, 4. This is the longest I've gone. I'm on my 5th month of retirement.
Well, I had to bring you out. I just couldn't stand
that's
it.
That's kind of nice.
But
we've
got to have you back down.
First time I had the alarm go off, though, in 5 months, and so I've been sleeping until about 7. But when I was working at one station where I was on 3 stations at the same time, I was up at 4 every day. Every day, Monday through Friday, get up at 4 o'clock. Another thing, I was just going way back, Bob, because a lot of people don't know it. I went to school with Bob's mother. Mm-hmm. And Bob's mother, this is back in the 50s, maybe late, yeah, 50s, early 50s, late 40s, early 50s. Your mother had a crush on Clyde Beatty.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, had the circus. Clyde Beatty Circus came to town every year, right down where the Aqua Center is, but it was the Plunge back then.
Oh, okay.
And they set up in that big field. And one day, I think I was 14 and your mom was 15. We went down to the grounds and met Clyde Beatty. He was sponsored by Kaiser Fraser, and he had a big Kaiser, and all the seats were done in real, like, zebra skin, nowadays you couldn't do. It'd have to be fake fur. But anyway, he let us sit there, and we talked. And his mother just had this big crush on Clyde Beatty. So if you ever went to the Clyde Beatty Circus, I was down there and met Clyde.
Interesting stuff. As you look back, and you guys have been in this community for so long, I moved here in 77, and you're talking about things that I'm not real familiar with. But I do remember you talking about you had Hamburger Place.
Yes, 25 years.
And where was that?
Right downtown next to the Post Office Saloon. We opened in 1976.
Inside the downtown mall.
The downtown mall. Little red and white candy stripe shop. And, we opened tonight. We ran a full run. And then it's now all the equipment, and it was a beautiful equipment and interior. They moved it to the Cinnamon. This has been years ago, though. The Cinnamon Bear Deli up in Shingletown.
Ah.
So if you ever went in, I haven't been up there in a while. But if I did walk in a few years after they bought all my stuff, and it kind of reminded me of the old Jimbo days. Hamburger, French fries, cotton candy, popcorn.
And how long were you there? When did you close that?
On the Y2K, when we went from 1999 to 2000 on New Year's Eve. And we were trying to get out, and I'd had little health problems, so they said, it's time to get out. And my wife and I walked away, and then the guy from Cinnamon Bear Deli said, I'll take it, and moved up there.
All right. Yeah,
interesting. We had a lot. I figured if I had my wife and I together, probably over a quarter of a million hamburgers in 25 years.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. You stop breathe that grease all the time? And then they wonder why I had high cholesterol.
Good that hamburgers, though, because I was trying to. I couldn't think of the name of the place, but I know exactly where it was now. Mm-hmm.
Of course, with the demise of Gene's, there's only a couple of places left to get a non-corporate hamburger.
Right.
Bartels, of course. Pop's 50s.
Right.
Still.
Damburger.
The Damburger. Yeah, Damburger is pretty good.
It's unique. It is different than any other hamburger, but every once in a while you just got to stop and have a Damburger.
And it's pounded on that marble where they.
Oh, yeah. It's just a whole unique, different kind of whole process.
Yeah, they beat it to death. But I have friends that, you have an In-N-Out in your town.
Bartels. I got it.
Never
but
got
Bartels
into
is great.
In-N-Out. I never understood
the fast food as I get.
Right. Now, Dennis Bartels contacted me in about 1977 and wanted to go into a co-op, which I probably should have done, where we would buy together like the big boys and have our own warehouse. and it never did work out. But anyway, because Dennis is still, he's going strong.
Well, yeah, they still have three. They have one in Corning, right. They have one in Anderson, and they have one in Reading.
Yeah.
And actually, we still have two in Reading, except they got into that whole disability kind of thing, and the one place that they had to close. Remember when the people were going around suing for an inch off on a, on a hat towel bar or something like that? And they just got into the position with that one that it was going to cost too much to retrofit it, so they said no way.
That
going strong. Great.
That
burgers.
Was tough for some businesses when the predator lawyers kicked in. Yeah.
And now Burger Country, remember that one in the Mount Jasper?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You sat on little saddles. The kids could sit on the saddle.
Yeah.
My wife and I, along with the people that owned the original yogurt shop downtown, we were going to buy that. And it came pretty close. We were going to team up, and we were going to put yogurt on one side and Jimbo Burgers on the other side. Mm-hmm. But it was owned, all the equipment was owned by Arctic Circle at that time.
Oh, my goodness, the AC Bird.
That's right.
So, there's a blast from the cruising path.
Yeah, so we could never negotiate with any price, and it just wasn't a moneymaker deal. They finally took Burger King out, or Burger, it wasn't Burger King, Burger Country.
Yeah.
Right across from the theaters.
For a while, Jeff's was real big on burgers, and now they've gone into more of a broad spectrum of their the California Cattle Company.
Right. Good place.
Yeah. They served a burger that was like the size of a hubcap. Those of you who actually remember hubcaps.
Yeah, time for a break.
It is time for a break. This portion of the program is brought to you by our great friends. We always think about them this time of year. Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. They have warranties, guarantees, 7-day-a-week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt, these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds, raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Reading has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Reading. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exceptional exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access.
To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
833 on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio on your locally owned talk station. Thank you, Shasta Minded, in the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Says the best show he's heard in years.
Sorry,
Carl.
Who are we talking about?
Who am I going to see? A person in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the program is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They've got a new branch in downtown Reading. All the usual services, but on top of that, great customer service. So along with extended business hours and lobby hours, get in there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Fridays are open till 6. Of course, the drive-through is open, and you'll talk to a real person instead of punch buttons on a machine. Or you can go to the machine if you so desire. Cornerstone Community Bank, three branches now, and serving Shasta and Tehama counties. California Street, downtown East Cypress Avenue, across from Lithia Chevrolet, and, of course, South Main Street in Red Bluff. They invite you to experience moving local dreams forward. BankCornerstone.com.
And welcome back. This is Monday morning. It's about 25 minutes to 9. We've been just chatting and hanging out here, Jimbo and I. A little different for a Monday morning. Just for one second, and I don't want to get political, but I do want to remind everybody that we got some issues going on in Shasta County and Redding, and we do have an election coming up, and I just kind of want to remind everybody that, you know, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Right.
So figure out what the issues are, figure out the people that are running, study what they stand for, and make a good decision. And let's not have a 15-20% voter turnout. Let's get a good voter turnout, and the people, you know, you get the kind of government you deserve. So get out there and be sure you get to the polls and take a friend and make sure you go and vote.
It'll be hard this time because this election doesn't always draw a huge crowd.
No, you know, it doesn't. But I always want to remind people that the people that you elect at the local level, you have more input and they have a bigger impact on your life than the ones in Washington, D.C.
Right.
I mean, on a daily basis, these are the people that are going to be making the decisions. We've got some issues here, and doggone it, we need to get out and vote. One way or the other, I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm just telling you to study your candidates and get out there and vote.
All right. Get out and vote. Now, you and I had dinner the other night together, and we talked what we're going to talk about today. We're going to just kind of keep it light today. And
exactly.
Yeah, we'll just keep it light today. It's a Monday. It's after rodeo week, getting ready for the Shasta District Fair. And so we've just kind of been just visiting. I just got Mary Lou on the line, too.
Yeah. Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning, Trish, the BTR detector lady. I go back a few years.
I know. We go way back to when I was doing that stuff.
Right. I just want to throw out four names for you guys to talk about. One of them, and I'm really dating myself, Harry Barker.
I remember Harry.
Yeah.
About George Newcomb.
Yeah. Oh, George. I remember George.
I met George Newcomb's daughter the other day.
Mm. Jim Anderson.
Yes. Yeah.
And Irwin Fust.
There you go.
There you go. Have fun. Have a good one.
Boy, there
all
we go.
Of whom I had the pleasure to have known or worked with at one point or another in my checkered career.
I was doing a show with Sharon Clark last weekend.
Well, I don't think I ever
Friday.
Worked for Harry.
We did a live remote for a senior fest thing down at the mall, and I actually met George Newcomb's daughter.
Yeah.
I can't think of her first name. Anyway, lovely gal.
Yeah.
George, he's passed away a few years back, but he was a great guy.
Used to listen to him over at the station across town, and I briefly worked with him because I worked at that station on two different occasions. And in fact, little anecdote here, As you know, Art Bell passed away earlier this year. In fact, it was Friday the 13th when Art Bell passed away. But one of my first gigs across town was running the overnights, and among those was the live, back in the days before we had computers doing all this stuff for us, running Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. And he would broadcast from the Plaza Hotel in Las Vegas at that time. Mm-hmm. One of his major sponsors was C. Crane Radio, who is based in Fortuna, California, little tiny Fortuna. They sell all over the world. And there's an interesting story behind C. Crane that I'm going to talk about on Boomer Tech Radio. But they were a big supporter of Coast to Coast AM. And that's where, you know, overnight guys. And now, of course, computers run everything.
Right. Jim Anderson.
Jimmy.
Yeah. He and I, it was sad because we worked in the same market. We never worked together. We were always opposite each other. And, of course, Jim Albertson, Jim Anderson.
Yeah.
They would get us switched.
And
I was invited to do a big benefit one time. And they said, you know, will you do it? And I said, yes, but call me the week before. They said, we definitely will. And I never got the call, so I didn't show. Nobody showed. And then I go to a place one day, and this gentleman says, you know, you gave us your word. I said, you were supposed to call me. And they said, we did. And you said you didn't know anything about it. And I said, I would have been here. And they said, well, Mr. Anderson, you should have. I said, no, I'm Mr. Albertson. And Jim Anderson used to do all sorts of stunts. I mean, they hung him over.
Oh, the van. He stayed in like a whole weekend.
A week up over where Lithy is now, but it was John Gear or somebody back then. Anyway, they hung him up there in a big van, and he lived up there, had to eat, drink, and poop and everything.
Had a porta potty, and this thing would sway in the wind.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And you know, Irwin Fuss, he had the over on KQMS, and when he was over there was when I was in the city of Anderson and we were having the big battle over the sewer plant. Everybody remembers the location of Redding Sewer Plant down there. And Irwin was, I remember distinctly, I was on the city council down there and we were fighting back and forth all the time. One day he told me that we people down in Anderson were just too stupid to know what was good for us. And we needed to just shut up and let them build their sewer plant. So fast forward just a little bit, everybody was a little bit concerned when Irwin got elected to the Board of Supervisors. And all of a sudden they said, oh my God, are we going to have these fireworks, you know, like that. Didn't happen because we both kind of came from the same direction most of the time. But interesting guy. Irwin's still around, not doing radio, but he's still flying his airplanes.
I was going to say, bring up that airplane. Have you ever been in these airplanes?
No, I haven't, but I've seen it, and he's still flying on a regular basis.
You'll probably see Irwin around Father's Day
at the airport
for the big fly-in that the EAA, Experimental Aircraft Association, puts on. By the way, that's a great pancake breakfast, too. A lot smaller scale than the one we just attended.
Fun event Father's Day.
Jim Bremer.
Jim's still around.
Jim Bremer calls me every year about this time wanting to know if I'm going to bring him down a set of speakers.
I get a kick out of Irwin always telling that airplane he flies. If you're flying like up to Mount Shasta in it, it goes like only 55, 65 miles an hour. And if you get a headwind, you go about 20. And he lands it like you could almost get out and land, get out where you land.
And
he
I forget if it's a Taylor craft or what, but it's basically
a fiber plane.
Might be a Piper. Might be a Cub.
It's old.
But anyway, that era of airplanes was essentially an aluminum framework with canvas or a material stretched over it and then painted with what they call dope. But it's still fabric.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very durable material. But the horse, the engine's like a 60 horse or something like that. You know, it's tiny.
I'll give you a little background into my one. When I first met my husband, he was flying for a place in Morgan Hill called the Hill Country, and they had antique airplanes. And 1 month into our marriage, he was back in New Jersey, and he flew a de Havilland Dragon that Irv had purchased in Europe, and they landed in, brought it over, and he flew it from New Jersey back here. And we went to an air show after he'd driven this, or flown this thing across the United States. And this de Havilland Dragon was in this air show in Watsonville, and the wings were literally on with duct tape.
And you were in it?
No, no. I was standing there looking at it, and he had the opportunity to go back to work for the Forest Service at that time. And I looked at that airplane and said, I'm thinking the longevity of this marriage. If you're going to keep doing stuff like that, we better go back to work for the Forest Service. But talk about cloth airplanes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Speaking of which, of course, we are gearing up. Speaking of aircraft, you may have noticed a C-130 flying around, the big Hercules. And what that is the aircraft out of Klamath Falls that are equipped. These are Air National Guard C-130s that are equipped with a modular firefighting system that they put into the cargo bay, and it turns them into aerial tankers. And this time of year, the pilots from Klamath Falls are practicing. So you'll see them around. I had somebody, what's all these military airplanes doing flying overhead? It is the Air National Guard practicing, getting ready for fire season. And you may actually see the big MAFS tank, or not the MAFS, the LATS, Large Aerial Tanker, which is a converted DC-10. And then there's a 747 doing the same thing. You'll see them flying around, too. The VLAT, very large air tanker. Mostly they're urban use, but they have been known to fly up here.
Yeah, yeah. This time of year for me is very nostalgic. I was, Bob was the air operations officer for the U.S. Forest Service. So I know all about the whole firefighting stuff and the tankers and all of that whole life. It brings back a lot of memories.
Yep, jumpers are gearing up. Of course, my wife works right there where the jumpers deploy out of. And my meta message here is, let's be careful.
Oh, yeah,
don't be whipping that time of year. Don't take the lawnmower out in the middle of the day when it's 100 degrees. Please use a little common sense.
And please. Don't throw cigarettes out of your car window. I saw that again the other day. Makes me just want to road rage.
Makes you want to go Mad Max on them.
Oh, absolutely.
You see it all the time. You see the sparks going down the road.
I know. Yeah. I mean, what are you thinking?
Or people who don't tidy up their trailer change. You just want to take them and beat them with a tire iron.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, illegal. Bob. I was going to say, you got Boomer Tech Radio because you seem to know everything about the year going on. But I listen to you guys once in a while. Boomer Tech Radio. Now that's on Saturdays.
Saturdays noon to two. Yeah.
Unbelievable. You have more meets going on.
Well, we try. I've always wanted to do a show like that. About 10 years ago, I got the opportunity. We had the chance to talk to the folks over at C Crane, and we're actually going to try to get Bob Crane, the founder of C Crane Radio. He was, I forget what business he was in, but he was annoyed when he moved to Fortuna because he couldn't get his Giants games on his radio. So he started looking around for a better radio antenna system, and he found one. And he said, you know what? I bet there's other people who have this exact same problem. And that's where these loop antennas, like the one you see up in the corner, that help pull in AM stations that are on the fringe. And now they're sold by several different companies. But he made money selling these long-range AM radio antennas.
Wow.
When I was in college, University of Pacific, I had a roommate that was from New York, and he rigged up a deal like that with the putting transistor radio in a hoop.
Yep.
And he'd listen to you could actually at night get the New York stations right here in California.
Yeah, those big stations.
Time to take a break, gentlemen.
Hey, something else that is local and extremely good, that would be our friends at North State Security. They've got on-site patrol officers. They cover the Northern California 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. North State Security works diligently to provide clients and their businesses to protect them from civil liabilities and criminal activity. Well-trained, highly visible officers, proactive mindsets towards assessing and engaging suspicious and sometimes dangerous situations. North State Security is your ounce of prevention since 1968. KCNR 1460, it is 8:46. Back with more after this.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime. Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights, Friday, June 8th, and Saturday, June 9th at 7:30, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets, just $10. The number one name in entertainment for women, direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live, in person, these chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for two nights of fun and fantasy. Friday, June 8th, and Saturday, June 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world's famous Men of Hunks, the show, will make your fantasies a reality and leave you girls breathless.
Breathless.
Make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks, the show, is the number one male review in the world. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. It's playtime. Hunks, the show. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
For some, yard work isn't a chore. It's a passion. If you're someone who loves being outside and takes pride in your lawn, then you need the Honda HRX, one of the most technologically advanced walk-behind mowers on the planet. The HRX features the VersaMow system, a unique 4-in-1 system that lets you bag, mulch, discharge, or shred leaves with no attachments. Then there's Honda's exclusive MicroCut twin-blade cutting system, which gives you finer clippings for more bagging capacity, or when mulching, finer clippings that actually help feed your lawn. Plus, the HRX's handle and controls are ergonomically designed to be comfortable on your hands. A limited lifetime warranty on the Nexsight deck and an impressive 5-year limited warranty on the mower make the HRX one of the best values anywhere. To learn more, just visit Honda.com. Better yet, come see the Honda HRX at Lee's Honda, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Redding. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967, online at Lee'sHonda.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State, KCNR 1460 AM. It's Monday. It's Trish Clark and Jimbo. We've been having a great time here. I'm glad you've joined us. If you've got a question, give us a call at 605-4567. Otherwise, we'll just keep talking about the stuff we like to talk about.
And the Beatles, I was on the air back when they first came out, 1964, I believe, was when they flew to America. Everything you had to play, the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Beatlemania, sure. Beatlemania. I had a cousin at that, my wife's cousin, and she got to get into the concert. And, oh, she's one of those that fainted and cried and went through the whole thing.
Do you know, on my iPhone, I have a collection of music from, I mean, you name it, I've got it. I like all kinds of music. Mm-hmm. I've got some opera, I've got some Beatles, I've got country, I've got Leonard Cohen. I love Leonard Cohen. But anyway, all that stuff that just keeps popping up, so I love this old music.
So we want to thank Bob Belanger. He's running the board and bringing in the bumper music today. And he put in all the old stuff from back when I first started out in the radio business.
And you've been around for so long, and like I say, you guys are radio people, and I'm just kind of an interloper here. I just have fun doing this and enjoy getting out and keeping up with the community.
I think Bob's been on the air about 40 years, I'll bet you.
I bet you. And you did, what, 58?
58 years, yeah. And there was a couple of breaks in between, but I
had lots of long pauses. I spent about 10 years in San Diego, which was 9.5 years too long, but... and you couldn't break into radio down there because that's a tight union market. You know, up here, I walked into my first radio, which was K6O,
with a cassette tape that I'd done on the USS Enterprise because they had a radio station, and I badgered poor Johnny Logan into finally sticking me on the weekends where I played Casey Kasem's American Top 40.
Well, I was at KVCB when they brought in the cassettes. Before that, we had to thread the tape machine.
Yeah.
We had to thread each ad, and a lot of the ads were on a great big, huge record, and it was 33 RPM.
Well, they had a 16 RPM, the transcription discs for some programs.
Some of them,
the big 16-inch discs.
Wow.
But, I was just thinking back in those days, it was a, there's something else, my mind will come to it in a minute, but.
But, you know, you guys have been through so many changes with just, as you indicate, just the product itself to get it on the line. And now all you do is just hit a button and it comes up on the internet and it's all there, the music we were talking about.
Went from all live and then there was, of course, transcription discs and then reel tape. For a long time, tape cartridges, which for those of us who are old enough to remember, resembled an 8-track tape. In fact, it was the same principle of an endless loop tape in a cartridge. And carts, in fact, we still call them, even though they're now in an electronic format, we still call them carts because that's the lexicon of the business. But, it's a whole lot. Editing is a lot easier electronically than a razor blade and tape.
Now, my very first audition, I believe, was in 1959 at KPON in Anderson. Did you remember?
Oh, my goodness.
There was an AM station, daytimer. They came in and built it, and it was a hot rock station. And I went down and applied, and I did not get the job. But it was on the air for several years. Mm-hmm. Little tiny AM station in Anderson, KPON.
We had FM channels on and off through my youth. When I was in high school, there was no FM channel in Reading except for KVIP. The next closest,
and that was a Christian radio.
Right. And the next closest FM station was Chico.
That's right.
And then finally, K-Shasta took to the airwaves. And that was founded by Jerry McGee. And who was the partner with Jerry?
King was his last name, I believe.
Okay.
Anyway, I also applied one time at in Pittsburgh, KKIS Command Radio 99.
Oh, goodness.
Voice of the Inland Empire. They were a big rocker, 990. And my roommate from college, Wicked Bill Plummer. Anyway, he's still alive, retired now, and living the good life. Just got back from Spain. But anyway, he's probably listening today. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I went down there and applied, and they were just changing, getting ready, I think, to change formats at that time. But it was an interesting, down there it was hot.
Yeah. One thing that I do like to point out to people, though, is that, and I've had people say to me, radio is obsolete. We've got the internet. Well, what happened in Puerto Rico when the hurricane hit?
That's right. The only thing was on was the radio.
The only thing that was still standing was the radio stations.
Right.
And now a law has passed that your cell phone has built into it an FM receiver. Because they want to sell you Spotify and Pandora and all this other stuff. That's really a thing that the carriers aren't too keen on. The FCC has said, no, we want that to be unlocked so that in the event of a mass disaster, when radio is the only medium that is still working, people can listen to FM. AM, unfortunately, won't work on a smartphone, but FM radio, you plug in the headphones and you can tune it in. I've got the app on my phone. And I see a return to local stations because I think people are burnt out on one-size-fits-all radio.
Well, and I think that what you're getting, we talked about it a little bit earlier, is the fact that we're getting news. That's just one capsule thing, and they're just saying it different. You can listen to any newscast on any of the major networks, and unless you get into a local show, a local talk show thing, you're not getting any facts. You're just getting a platform. Boom.
Because one company owns a big load of the stations.
That's right.
It's not right.
Yeah.
I'm fairly conservative, but I really bristled, like I said, when Sinclair was telling all of their radio and TV stations exactly what to say. That's wrong. It flies in the face of independent journalism as a credible source of information. It becomes state-run radio then,
even if
it's a corporate radio.
Right. Yeah.
So you were at KVCB.
Actually, it had already changed over This was not long after KSXO oh, yeah. mm-hmm. took over the Twin Towers, but we still had some Mathis. Lyle Mathis was still there. Yeah. Some of the other holdovers from KVCV, and there was a lot of KVCV paperwork and stuff, including references to the KVCV bug.
And people would dig up everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I left KRDG mm-hmm. and went to K6O because they were getting the big numbers then. So I went across town back over to K. I went in there, and at that time I was in my 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember they said, do you want to come over here at your age? They said, we'll give you a one-week try. And I was there 8 years.
Oh, yeah. Wow, well, at yeah. your age, at 40. At 40,
at 40 yeah.
yeah.
In the rock radio, it's a little rough.
Okay. You know, and we are on KCNR1460.com, locally owned and operated, and community radio for the North State. Carl and Linda do a great job of sticking with the local events and bringing you up to date on all the stuff that's going on in and around Shasta County, City of Reading, politics, news, businesses, the whole deal.
When Linda first moved to Reading, I think it was her first interview. She mm-hmm. came over on my station and was just new to Reading, and it was... She just got through with the gold diggers.
And Carl and Linda have kept a local station viable. When everybody else said it couldn't be done.
They
went on the air as the recession had this country by the throat.
And look what we're
you're crazy.
Booming here. We're just going to bust out of this office and be all built up and be having a grand opening here at the new station within a short time, I'm sure. And everything is just coming up, and they're going to... Just stay on the market, and this is your locally owned radio.
Hey, if you like what you heard, you can always email Carl, tell him we want to do this a little more often. We'll rope in Jimbo from more time to time. It's been an honor and a pleasure to work
thank
with you
for you. Inviting me down. I'm looking at all the construction going on in here. I mean, we're in a construction zone, but it's really going to be a beautiful studio. Carl and Linda spend a lot of money on this place, so...
And support this station because it is good. Thank you for joining me this morning. Tomorrow I'm going to be back. Linda and Carl will be back on Wednesday, but I'm going to be your host again tomorrow. I'm going to be joined by the Anderson Fire Chief, Steve Lowe, and we're going to be talking about things in Anderson. Thanks for listening.
Coming up on 9 o'clock with Town Hall News, Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2140.